Giving us an insight today about aged care is the CEO of Anglicare Australia, Grant Millard. Good day, Grant.
Hi, how are you, Claudette?
Good. The role of aged care is to provide care and support to our older Australians. But when we talk about aged care, there are actually positive and negative reactions from people that we get. Some are for it and some are against it. What's your take on that?
Well, I think there's different expectations about the roles of families and the duties of children in caring for the parents, and that sort of varies within different communities. I think overall the government policy is to try and enable people to age in place in their own community, in their own home for as long as they can. And certainly Anglicare Sydney, that's our view as well. We want to try and facilitate people to stay in their own communities with their own families for as long as possible, providing services into their home. But where that's not possible, to provide special accommodation which is appropriate to a person's culture, hopefully keeping them near their family and at an affordable price, yeah.
Your company is investing $70 million retirement community. Why do you think it's important to create or build a retirement community for the elder Australians?
Well, there will always be a need for retirement living and particularly residential aged care. And as an organisation, we probably have easily 10% of our workforce in residential aged care and retirement living come from a Filipino background. So in a way, this is us a bit giving back and looking at building a facility which is more particularly targeted for people who have a Filipino heritage and in an area where there's a larger Filipino population.
Talking about mental health, how would this benefit the elders?
Well, I think people particularly from a foreign culture, I think it is important for them to be comfortable, to stay in their own community and to maintain those connections. Social isolation is a real problem, and it's a problem particularly for the elderly. Unfortunately, many people who, as they age, they're sometimes forced to move out of the city and the community where they live because they just can't afford the housing. So what we're proposing to do here is to build a community in Rudy Hill, which is going to be affordable for people to stay in their own community. So in this $70 million investment, we're allocating 30% of the built apartments to be available for rental, and that'll be an affordable rental for people.
So what are the improvements?
Well, in this particular development, there's going to be a residential aged care, which will have 90 beds, and there'll be some dementia-specific units in that building. But the retirement village itself, it's going to have about 160 retirement living units, and 30% of those, when complete, will be available for rental as a percentage of the single age pension. So it will be an affordable village, and it will be a person's home for life as long as they choose to stay in that home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a bit of a difference to this village because we've done a lot of consultation with Filipino community locally with some focus groups with Filipinos and also looking at different faith leaders in the area as well to see what really is appropriate, what would be most beneficial for those families. So the apartments have been sort of sized with that in mind, with people's expectations. There'll be large balconies. There'll be a lot of open green space with community barbecues, places where people can actually bring their family into. And there'd be an expectation that it's their home, it's their space, it's their community. We want to make that very available and appropriate for people to celebrate their life.
Just a question about the issues that Filipino elders face in the aged care. What are usually the issues they come through?
I think often it can be an issue of affordability. Sometimes the concern about whether children are available to actually care for the needs of their parents as age. That isn't always possible. So being able to access services sometimes can be a problem for people who may not have great language skills as well. So it's important that we actually build some of those services around to make services appropriate and available for people. This is a community we're wanting to build into to make it more appropriate for people with a Filipino heritage. As I said, wanting to give back there and make something which is comfortable, but not just it's not just an enclosed environment where, you know, it's a gated community. This is very much a community we're trying to make which is open and has porous borders. It's going to be very well connected to local transport. The train station is right on the doorstep. It's a single, it's a level site. The apartment buildings will be four stories high, but they'll be lifted, of course. And there'll be, we're planning to have commercial spaces which are available to the local community and to the residents in the retirement village, which would have a mix of restaurants, supermarket, medical services, and a whole lot of related services. So there's a community activation as well as building the retirement village and the residential care units itself.
This project does not only benefit the elders, but as well the people who are actually looking for jobs, because expansion means opportunities. So do we have job openings for Australians?
Yeah, we do. Well, there's we believe there will be, well, the plan is rather, there will be about 300 full-time and part-time, a mix of jobs for this, both during the construction phase, but also during the operation of the village. There'll be jobs both in retirement living, in residential aged care, and also in the commercial offerings that we'll have there. So it's a good local employment opportunity. And ideally, we would have people, Filipino heritage being, you know, a significant proportion of the workers there as well. That would be a great outcome.
There's been issues circulating on the media about the neglect of patients in aged care across Australia. Are you affected at all with these issues? And if so, what are you doing to address this?
Look, it's a devastating issue when you hear these stories. And we note, you know, in the media over the last month, I guess, there's been a heightened focus on that, both in the ABC and Fairfax. It's really distressing when you hear these stories. We have it's a sacred duty, really, to care for people who are frail age, or some of the most vulnerable people in our community. We take that responsibility really, really seriously, and we have a wonderful cohort of workers who do their best day in and day out. Unfortunately, there can be bad outcomes sometimes you hear about from other providers, and it's a difficult job working with people who are very frail age, particularly suffering advanced dementia, but it's a great job that needs to be done. We think we do it really well, and as always, there's a need for the federal government to appropriately fund the level of care that people really deserve.
Thank you very much, Grant Millard of Anglicare Australia.
Thanks very much.